The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop. We've got two out of three boys behind the glass. Valdez is here. Mike Mars here. Hanging out this Christmas Eve. Mike Mars is going to be going to church for like 4 hours, apparently.
So are you.
For like a half an hour. I think mine's going to be 2 hours. The Catholics, the Christmas Mass, once it gets going, that's usually going to be an hour.
Yeah.
I just have to be there early because my daughter's singing.
Because she's singing, right.
Singing Silent
Night. So you'll be there from 3:15 to probably 5-ish.
Yeah. 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 Then we'll do dinner. I don't know what we'll do for dinner. See, we're not having anybody over. It's just going to be us.
Yeah. My wife's making a big pasta meal, and we're getting some pizzas delivered. Having people over, you know.
Pizza's delivered. Nice.
Yeah, we're doing it. Well, because there's going to be some kids.
The tradition of pizza.
You're not doing seven fishes?
No, seven fish. No, we're not doing seven fishes. But it'll be fun.
Do you open
And we don't have gift? To wake up tomorrow.
Do you open one gift on Christmas Eve? As a kid, we used to do that. Well, we used to do, like, a lot of our Christmases. There were three families that we kind of did holidays with.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go on Christmas Eve to the Ferris household.
Right.
Joe and Jamilia. I was at just at Jamilia's place in D.C. Chevy Chase on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this holiday party, they had a coat check.
Well.
They had a staff of like four or five people. It was like a wedding. They do well. They have a really, really nice house.
Oh, they had a coat check at the house. Good Lord.
Yeah, you showed up and there was like a guy dressed almost like a butler.
Uh-huh.
And they had three or four of them. They had staff with hors d'oeuvres walking around. They had the coat check. They had music. They had a magician.
Jeez.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, we're going to have people over for New Year's, and I hired the singer that you saw at the Italian restaurant.
Scott Clark. Yeah, he's
Scott
good.
Clark. I figured I'd add some live music, and then I went to this party, and my wife's like, we're going to have a coat check. I was like, no, we're not.
No, we're not doing that.
You know what people do? They're going to hand us the coat. We can throw them on the bed,
right.
Or we can put them in the closet. We can empty out our coat closet.
Throw them on a chair somewhere.
Exactly.
Yep.
But it was
no coat checks. That's ridiculous.
It was almost like a wedding.
Yeah.
They had an outdoor tent.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bar there.
Right.
With staff. I mean, I didn't count it up. They must have had four or five people there on staff.
That's a big suits, whatever. How many people were there? A couple hundred?
No. Oh. Like
50?
40, 50.
Jeez.
And most of the people, I think their daughter goes to the Murray school. Isn't that like a really expensive fancy
school? Murray is expensive, yeah.
So it's probably all those families.
I went to a party on Friday night. It's my buddy's house, and he's got a great house, great bar at the basement. The basement's huge, but there were so many people there. And I was trying to watch the Notre Dame-Indiana games. That was on Friday night. And I was sitting on the couch watching. There were so many people there. People were just kind of mingling in front of the TV. And I, some of the people I didn't know, I had to say, hey, can you get out of the way? I felt kind of awkward doing that. Or I just got up and walked in front of them. But there were so many people there. When you tried to talk to somebody, you had to scream because you couldn't hear anybody.
Did you?
And I hate that.
Did you get your dreaded question?
What?
A lot of people will say this to me. Do you have to watch this game because of your job? That sort of thing.
No, because I didn't get that question.
It's like you're in the Christmas party. I know you hate the, do you do anything else?
Right.
But I don't
think, I haven't gotten that question
in
a long time. I've
gotten that in years and years.
Yeah. I mean,
but the question I get sometimes is,
do you have to
have this on?
Right.
Like actually one of the Christmas parties I went to on Saturday, they had like one of those music channels on, you know, whatever the Christmas music channel that might have like a picture of moving fire or something in the background. And then eventually they put on the game because you had NFL games and college
NFL
football
and college.
Games going on.
Correct.
And I got that question. Like, you kind of have to watch it. And I kind of wanted to say,
no, I just want to watch it.
I don't know anybody here. Yeah. And I'd rather watch the game than talk to these randos and do small talk.
Correct. Yeah. Well, I mean, most of the people there are football fans, so they wanted to watch it anyway. But yeah, man, when you're at a party where you actually have to scream, I had to, you know, I'm so much taller than everybody, most of the people there. I got to lean into, when they're talking, I got to lean into their mouth like this. It's so weird. Because I couldn't hear them.
Right.
I mean, my hearing isn't great anyway, but, you know, I'm so much taller and there's so many people there talking, you couldn't hear anybody.
We are that age where, like, I think my hearing's pretty good. Cake says he's got bad hearing.
Yeah.
Can't remember. It was somebody that I saw over the weekend at one of these parties and they're like, yeah, I'm deaf in this ear. I'm like, damn.
Sorry. That sucks. Well, that'll be one of us one day,
probably.
If not multiple. So, right, so that's that's the question. Are the Commanders good this year? They're 10-5. You know, they got a 93% chance of going to the playoffs based on all the scenarios. Or have they just been overly lucky this year?
So Candace Buckner wrote this article in the Washington Post. And you can chime in at 800-636-1067. And one of the things that did jump out at me, and this is recent, but she writes, are the Commanders lucky or what? And yes, that's what you call it when your defense is staring down Pickett or Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler or Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
And not Hurts, Derek Carr, any decent starting quarterback other than Levis.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd say is they've been fortunate in some of these matchups that they haven't faced, you know, the tougher quarterbacks. And this starts sometimes in the offseason. You know, when I was talking about the Houston Texans turnaround and saying it was possible for Washington, mm-hmm. one of the factors is when you are terrible, like they were last year at 4-13, you end up with a softer schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So schedule is part of the equation. And then injuries, it's always going to be part of the equation. I would lean towards good versus lucky. Have they been lucky? Yes. The Bears game, that's a lucky win. You won on a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
You run that play 10 times, you'd be lucky to hit it one time. All right?
Lucky to hit it once, right. I'd say 1 out of 100.
It's like, but overall, I think we talked about this yesterday. You're talking about a top 10 defense.
Yeah.
Right? They don't have guys like T.J. Watt on the defense or Myles Garrett. They don't have these top-tier guys who are difference makers on defense. But Luvu's been excellent all season.
Mm-hmm.
The defense overall, number 10. They've brought in Marshawn Lattimore, whatever. He didn't have a great game on Sunday. But they have a pretty good defense. Or even if you want to say an okay defense. And then on the other side of the ball, they've got Jaden Daniels.
Right.
And they appear to have good coaching. Dan Quinn's been good. I think we're impressed with Cliff Kingsbury. So if I had to vote, like binary, are they lucky or good? I would say good. Do I think they're great? No. I don't put them in the elite teams. But look, they just knocked off the Eagles. People would say, well, Jalen Hurts wasn't there for the whole game.
He played 10 plays.
Yeah, Devontae Smith drop, whatever. They still put up 36 points against the number one defense in the league. I think you have to be pretty good to do that.
There are three plays this year that I look at and go, all right, that they've been really fortunate. One was the Malik Nabers drop on 4th and 4 when the game is tied 2 minutes to go. It's 4th and 4.
So the Giants could have won that game.
Giants, if Nabers catches that ball, it's a first down, and they're going to drain the clock. And
remember, they don't have their kicker.
That's true.
Which they were lucky that they didn't have their kicker.
That's true. That's another reason they were lucky, right? I still like the chances of the Giants winning if Neighbors catches it. Number two, the Hail Mary, you've already talked about that. And then number three, I don't know if I'll go Hurts getting the concussion or Devontae Smith dropping the ball, but if Devontae catches that ball, the chances of them winning that game go up, you know, tremendously. So there are three plays right there this year. But again, like you said, you got to take advantage of it. You could probably look at any team right now in the NFL and go, all right, well, they got lucky in that game. You could pick out three or four plays for any team. But they've been very fortunate playing a lot of the backups and these bad quarterbacks. They've only beaten, in my opinion, they've only beaten one good quarterback, and that's Joe Burrow. Everybody else they've either lost to or they've played backups. They beat backups. But I don't know. But they've taken advantage of it, too. I mean, they got 10 wins. After last year, you take it.
800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, you're on with the Junks. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Yeah, I think they've been lucky. I mean, they've been lucky. They're good. I think they're solid. They're solid.
Right.
You know, we've been lucky. But here's the thing. We're playing with a rookie quarterback with not that many weapons.
Right.
So even though we've beaten these teams as backups, I mean, at the end of the day, we have a new coach. We have a rookie quarterback. Not that many stars on the field. We've had some injuries on the line, and you know, Eckler and different guys that's been in and out of the lineup. Jaden Daniels was hurt for a few games. So, I mean, everybody, look, I'm not comparing us to Kansas City, but Kansas City been lucky this year.
Sure.
They should have at least three or four losses maybe. But
right.
I think every team has luck. We've been fortunate. We've been fortunate that we played against who we played. But at the end of the day, you got to win these games.
Yeah.
I agree. And they've had bad luck, too. I mean, your kicker misses an extra point in the Cowboys game.
Yep.
It can go the other way.
Oh, and then the Pittsburgh game, the spot.
Yeah.
And then jumping off sides. And, yeah, I know. Like I said, you can look at any team and go through their roster and go, all right, well, they got lucky here. They're unlucky.
I think the word lucky can be triggering for some people.
Yeah.
It's kind of taking away your accomplishments for the season. But if I, like, as a fan of the Ravens, I'm jealous of the good fortune that some teams have.
Well,
over
you got to make
teams.
Your luck.
That's also a part of it.
I said the Devontae Smith play, when it happened, it felt like this could be the biggest play of the game. Because had he caught it, the Commanders don't get the ball back. But that's not a given that you win the game, because Jaden Daniels still had to drive them down the field and throw a touchdown pass. Let's go to Darnell, Hampton Roads. Darnell, what do you think?
Hey, good morning. How y'all fellas doing?
What's up, bro?
All right. Hey, I think it's a disrespect that anybody or any game or any franchise by saying they lucky. What did everybody think? We are leprechauns? We eating a box of Lucky Charms every morning? No, we are good. It's a disrespect. You could not go in the locker room and ask any guy on any team, were you lucky that you won this game? They're going to disagree. Mm-hmm. Them guys work hard. These are pros. They have their imperfections by not catching the ball, but these are pros. They work hard on that football field. So I take the lucky thing, throw it in the garbage, because it's a disrespect.
Appreciate it, Darnell.
Thank you, Darnell. Merry Christmas.
You still have to make the plays after the drop, which they did. And Jalen Hurts going out, I would say you're fortunate. Maybe you call it a lucky break, but that's not a given that you win the game. Let's go to Josh in D.C. Josh, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Josh.
Hey. Yeah, so, I mean, you don't get lucky and get 10 wins by luck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're dialing stuff in at the right time. You know what I mean? Like, all the teams that we played, the heavy hitting teams, we stayed in there. You know what I mean? We were competitive the whole time, and, like, we got blown out, you know? So, hey, the Eagles, who they played for the last 20 years? We had nothing but bum quarterbacks for the last 20 years. You know what I mean? So, the one of the Giants and the Eagles has always beaten us. But now, you know, the tables have turned. Like, look, the storm has lifted in D.C. Like, I'm 37, and then I've been dealing with the Patrick Ramseys, the Shane Matthews, the, you know, all the bums, and I'm just happy to see this team win in the moments that he needs to win. Like, look at all the breathtaking wins that he has, you know, fourth quarter, you know, 6 seconds, Hail Mary. Like, you can't even write stuff like this. A whole turnaround of the team. Straight professionals from top to bottom. This is what happens when everything is firing all cylinders. And when you win Super Bowls, you can't even name everybody on the team. This team is putting in the right work at the right time, and I think we're getting hot. And we just got to keep the heat rolling.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you, Josh.
I do kind of agree. At this point in the season, it's 15 games. They're 10-5.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're lucky in the Bears game to get a win, but it kind of balances itself out. You'll have some good luck in some games, some good calls. You'll have some bad luck in other games, bad calls. I always think it kind of evens itself out.
But if you're looking at just one play, a Hail Mary is extremely lucky.
No doubt about it.
So that's one win. So if you look at the schedule and go, all right, well, they should really be 9-6 right now, based on how unsuccessful the Hail Mary play is. But they got it done. You know.
Let's go to our pal Dre in Manassas. Andre, Merry Christmas.
Hey guys, good morning. I gotta say, you know, it's a pretty simple question, man. You don't luck, you win 10 games. I think I heard or read someplace where someone defined luck as when opportunity meets preparedness. And, you know, everybody, I remember after the Hail Mary, everyone was talking, all the analysts said the Commanders played it beautifully. They did exactly what they needed to do. So the opportunity presented themselves, and the team was prepared. So,
that's a great point.
I mean, I know some people call that as luck, but they were definitely prepared for that. And, you know, after 20, 25 years of just straight losing, again, if any franchise in the world should know, you know, there's a difference between luck and being good. We should know that because we just haven't been good. So this team is a good team. Like you said, JP, they're not a great team yet. That comes next year, but they're a good team. Having said all of that, I know it's Christmas. You guys were talking about Netflix movies. Bishop, I know you and I are big fans of Linus.
Yep.
Netflix has the show Gangs of London. I'm telling you, man.
Gangs of London?
I'm going to check it out.
You guys for this
okay.
2 years, man.
Okay, Gangs of One. I think you have. You're right. I got to check
Christmas,
that out.
Andre.
Thank you, Andre.
I think he brings up a great point about just the Hail Mary. The dichotomy of the two coaches, and Eberflus ultimately gets fired after that game, where Quinn said every play was important, including the pass before the Hail Mary where they got yardage.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, if you think about the Hail Mary, it didn't even get into the end zone. It was to about the, right. I don't know, 4-yard line.
It's a long throw, yeah.
And
yeah.
got tipped back.
Right.
Well, if you don't have those 10 yards or however many yards it was before on the pass before,
you got no
you're
shot.
Not in position right. for that Hail Mary. And Eberflus was like, well, it was just about the Hail Mary.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought he was a clown when he said it at the time. Like, the other plays didn't matter?
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes, I get it. If you knock down the Hail Mary, it's irrelevant. But the other plays did matter, and he's right. You get yourself in position to get lucky.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt even this week. Were you fortunate that Jalen Hurts is out? Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what? Luvu drilled him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you don't root for an injury, but now you're in a position where you're facing Kenny Pickett. Now you're in a position where your defense can shut down Saquon Barkley. It's not a given,
mm-hmm.
but the defense did shut down Saquon Barkley pretty much for three quarters after that long run.
I won't use the word lucky. They've been fortunate in a lot of these games with certain instances and plays and, you know, injuries and stuff like that. But again, they also, if you look at the roster, they weren't expected to do this.
No.
No one thought Jaden Daniels would be this good. So they certainly are better than anybody expected. And to take advantage of those breaks, a lot of teams can't do that. And they've been able to do it.
More of your calls next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.